Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Hello?
Yes, hello, very good to see you. This is Lisa Williams from eBay. So how may I help you?
I don't know. I just received a phone message about stopping a payment through my credit card. Is that correct?
Yes, you're right. So actually it is a confirmation call because today morning we have found some suspicious thing that some overseas people try to misuse your information. Okay, so you want to cancel your order then? Is it okay for you?
Well, can you tell me what the order is again, please?
Yeah, it's a gift card. Easy gift card.
A gift card?
Yes,
no,
sir, right.
I have no. I did not authorize and did not purchase any gift card or organize any gift card.
So, do you know anyone who resides in California? Maybe from your friend, family member, anyone, sir?
No, this is on my ANZ card, is it?
Yes, sir, right. It's the ANZ card.
No, I'm the only one who uses the ANZ card. It's in my name and no one else.
Okay, so maybe it could possible that some hacker misused your information without your knowledge. So you want to cancel your order, right?
Well, I never put the order in, yes.
Yeah, so I'm just going to help you, sir, for the cancellation process. It's an online.
Okay.
And if any money debited, we will refund back your money. And I will block those people who try to misuse your information without your prior knowledge. So you do one thing, put me on speaker mode first. Loud speaker mode.
Okay, just a moment. Okay.
All right, so now I'm going to guide you.
Head off on that speaker mode once more.
Okay, take your time.
You should have,
I'm here. All right. Can you hear me? I'm audible to you. All right. Very good. So now, sir, I'm going to start the cancellation process right now. So you need to do one thing. Open the Play Store application. If you're using Android phone or if you're using iPhone, open the App Store.
The App Store. Okay.
Yes, sir. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. Now, sir, just have a good look at the right-hand side, bottom corner. Can you see the magnifying glass or a search box over there?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you the cancellation app, the secure app's name. You need to type over there, all in lowercase. Type letter A for alpha.
Sorry, this is where with a picture of a person in the top right-hand corner, is that correct?
Yes, sir, at the corner, there is a magnifying glass. Can you see the pop-up come for the search box, search for apps or game?
Yeah, it comes up with my name. Is that the one?
Not your name. Can you see the search box from where you can search the apps or game? There's a search rectangular box over there. The search box, sir.
In the App Store. Okay.
Yeah, on the App Store. Can you see the search box or a magnifying glass?
I can see the search box. It's down the bottom. Yes. Okay.
Yes, very good. Very good. Now give a click over there, and I'm going to tell you the cancellation and secure apps. You need to type over there, all in lowercase. So type letter A for alpha. Letter A.
Yeah, here we are. A for alpha, yes.
N for Nancy, letter N.
Yes.
Y for yellow, letter Y.
Yeah.
D for doctor, letter D.
Yes.
E for echo, letter E.
Is that any desk, remote desktop?
Sir, right, right, sir. Select that one and click on get, download.
Yep.
Very good. Click on get. So have you click on get?
Yeah. Okay, I have. I've just got to put in my password.
Yeah. Very good. Don't tell me, sir. Put your password over there because it is a recorded line, okay?
Okay.
Just type over there.
Okay. Just click. I press get.
Yes, sir. Very good. Once the downloading will complete, open it. Very good. Yeah. Can you see the number?
To devices, I put OK. Yeah, there's a number.
Okay. Yeah, that is the cancellation ID number. So just confirm me slowly that number one by one.
409.
It's a double zero or single zero? 409.
Correct.
Okay, 409. Then?
583.
583, then?
006.
I'm confirming your number once again. 409-583-006. Is it correct?
Correct.
Very good. Now, sir, listen carefully. We are going to connect your call, connect you to our security department so that we can show you each and everything, how those hackers try to misuse your information without your knowledge, okay? So that we will block those people and cancel your order, and if any money debited, we will refund back your money. So I'm just going to help you to connect you to the security department. Once you will see the security warning from our side, you need to scroll down and click on the check boxes. You will able to see very bottom there's a check boxes. So you need to click on the check boxes, very bottom, and accept. So can you see the security warning? Scroll down. There's a check boxes, very bottom. Do it fast. Click on check box and accept.
Sorry.
Click on check box and accept. Yeah. I'm touched this call. Don't show me again and accept.
Sorry, I have to press what? Do not show this warning again. Is that the one?
Do not show this warning again and accept.
Nothing's happening.
Okay, click on one box and accept. Do one thing, click on one box and accept.
Okay, I am aware of the risks and accept.
Yeah, and click on accept. Yes, very good. Now, can you see another accept option?
Yes. Okay.
Now click on accept and start broadcast. Give a click on start broadcast. So have you clicked on start broadcast? Yes, very good. Now don't touch your screen. We are going to connect you to our security department. All right. So please hold the line. All right. Okay, so you are successfully connected to our security department, all right? So you do one thing, sir, can you see the very bottom, there is a swipe option. Swipe your screen from bottom to top.
Say it again, sorry?
Swipe your screen from bottom to top.
What do I have to do with the screen?
Touch your screen from bottom to top. Remove, come out from this screen.
Oh, okay. Come out from, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Come out from this screen. Yeah, do it once again. Now, sir, you do one thing. Okay. Okay, so you do one thing, sir. What can you see right now? on your screen.
No, I'm back to the remote access where I have to open.
All right. So you do one thing, sir. Yes, sir. Come out from your screen. Come back to your normal home screen where you can see the normal wallpaper.
Yeah.
All right. So listen carefully, sir. I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager so that he will help you for the cancellation process. He will block those people, whoever try to misuse your information without your prior knowledge. And if any money debited, we will refund back your money. So I'm just hold the line. I'm going to transfer your call to the senior manager. All right.
And also, early this morning, I received a message from ANZ Bank saying that they blocked my card for the time being because a suspect charge of $26.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're right. You're right. That's why, sir, I had told you in the beginning that we have found some suspicious thing because some people try to misuse your information from the California and they had tried to purchase the gift card, all right? So no need to worry. I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager. So please hold the line.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex William. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. Thank you. Yes.
Good to hear that, sir. So I do believe my previous colleague have told you about this fraudulent charge.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So right. Okay. So what can you see on your cell phone screen? Could you please let me know?
Nothing yet. Nothing. Just okay. Nothing.
Can you open up that AnyDex app where you can see the ID number?
Yes. Yes.
Now these two numbers.
Yes.
It's 409-583-006.
Correct.
Yes. Now, again, from this server, you will receive the security warning just you like did before. You need to do it once again on the security warning. I'm aware of this risk at the bottom. Give a click on Do Not Show and try to click on Accept.
I clicked on I am aware of the risks and press.
Yes. Do not show, then click on accept.
Hang on, which one do I click on?
Both the check boxes, sir.
But I've got to do one at a time, is that correct?
Yes, one at a time.
Okay.
What happened, tell me?
Sorry, I'm back to the number, sorry.
Okay, you will receive the security warning once I...
Okay.
Do it slowly. Give a click on I'm aware of this risk.
Send it again.
Do you see? Just hold for a moment. It will come up once again. When you see that, just do let me know.
Okay.
Now do it.
But what do I clicked on the red box comes up, I am aware of the risk, but...
Yes, click on I am aware of the risk. First click on I am aware of this risk. Now there is an accept option in a timer going on. You need to click on the accept.
Yeah, but I'm trying to click on accept, but nothing...
Just hold, it will come up. The timer will go on. Just try to click again and again on the accept and it will go up.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, now again click on accept.
Yep, I got it. Now start broadcast.
Yes, click on start broadcast, correct. Now, do not do anything, just hold for a moment.
Yes.
Just be on the line. Now you need to swipe the page from bottom to top, swipe the page. Yes, again swipe it.
Slide it.
Swipe. Now, you need to go back to your home screen where you can see all your icons, all your apps.
Okay. All my apps, yep.
Now, you need to open up the settings. Open up the settings from your cell phone.
Yes.
Now go to the scroll down, and you will see an option called display and brightness. Click on that option, display and brightness.
Got it.
Little bit go down, and you will see an option called auto lock. Click on that auto lock.
Yes.
And click on make it never. Click on never. Now
yes.
Go back to the previous
yes.
page.
Yes.
Again, go back. Now go at the very top.
Yes.
Now you will get to see your name written. Click on your name.
Yes. Yes.
Now after giving the click on your name, did you click on your name?
Yes.
Now after that, you will see an option called name, phone number, email. Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on the name, phone number, and your email on that option.
Yes.
Now you will get to see all your personal information which are being used by those fraudulent persons. These are the informations are correct or not? Let me know.
Yes, all correct.
It's all correct. Go back to the previous page. Go back.
Yes.
Now there is an option which says payment and delivery. Give a click on that payment and delivery.
Yes.
Now after that, you will get to see your attached card. Anything your card comes up, do let me know. If your card comes up.
Yeah, American Express.
Yes, click on your card.
Yes.
Now you will get to see your billing address over there. Do you see that?
Yes.
And you were told my previous colleague that your card is being blocked. This is the card is being blocked?
Well, I thought, no, my ANZ, I got an email from my ANZ bank saying that there was a $29, 81 cents or something activity which they suspect is not genuine, and they said they blocked my card, but that was from ANZ.
Okay. Could you please log into your account and check your statement as well? Just check your statement.
Which statement now are we talking about?
All your account statement, all your bank. First, check your ANZ. Check your ANZ.
Yeah, but do I have to do anything with this?
No. Go back to your home screen. Minimize this page down.
Okay, I'm going to log into my ANZ.
Okay, from where do you check it? From the cell phone or from any other device?
Well, both, the cell phone or the other device.
Okay, do it on this cell phone, which you're using right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check this statement. If you got any suspicious on the statement, like any fraudulent transaction which is unknown to you, do let me know, okay? We will put a report on that. Okay. When you are into your accounts, just do let me
know. Okay? Into my account. Into my credit card account. Yes, let me have a look.
Yes,
credit
yes,
card, here
yes,
we are.
Yes, check your statement, all your statements.
Yes, nothing looks suspicious in the last few days.
Okay. But right now we have got the, I'm confirming you the billing address. Is that a correct billing address or not? Just confirm me. It's 61 Burundi Road, 3162. That's correct? That's your billing address?
Yes.
Yes. So right now what happens is some fraudulent persons, they are misusing your information and they have got your ANZ account and they are doing that. They are misusing your information and they are doing this small amount of transaction which is unknown to you. That is the reason your bank has just blocked, just may send your email. So open up your mail first. Open up your mail.
My mailbox. Okay.
Now check, could you please open up that mail which you got from that AMZ? You got the, you have the mail?
It was an SMS, I think. It says ANZ has recently tried to contact me.
Okay, just be on that page, just go at the very top, go at the very bottom of the page, and just check the last message you got from the ANZ.
ANZ has recently tried to contact you and left the phone number.
Okay, so this is the information you got right now. This is the last message you got from the ANZ, that's correct?
Yes.
Okay, now just hold for a moment. What type of security we are going to put right now, I need to ask with my senior manager, okay? Because we have to put the security on your email address and your ANZ account both, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
This is a mammoth production. To stop someone trying to buy a $300 gift card, which I didn't. So they're trying to help me block it and put in security.
Now, could you listen to me, sir, right now?
Yes.
Now, you need to be handy with a pen and a paper right now.
Yes.
Okay. Now, right now, I have just got the information from my senior manager that it's a fraudulent charge. It's an overseas illegal hacker's case. So for this type of fraudulent activities, there is a special department, a government agency that is called National Crime Agency. Do you know about that? Okay, I'll let you know. National Crime Agency is the government agency of Australian government right now, and they will help you out directly for blocking those illegal hackers and providing you the best security which is will fit in your account, your which will secure your ANZ account and your email address, both that, okay? So I'm going to fix an appointment with them. So you have the piece of a paper and a pen?
So who am I talking to at the moment? Which department? Who are you with?
You are talking with the anti-fraud department of eBay. But the National Crime Department is the government agency which will help you to block those illegal hackers permanently.
So you're from eBay, did you say?
eBay Anti-Fraud Department. That's correct.
Okay, but I want to ring up the ANZ Bank because they're the ones.
You are directly connecting to the ANZ. The NCA department will directly connect you to ENZ. That is the reason. They will help you out.
I'll call back the ANZ and.
Now we are directly transferring this call to them, sir. That's the reason. The fraudulent charges, they are going to help you out directly from the ANZ direct.
I'm going to ring up the ANZ because I don't know who I'm speaking with, to be truthful.
Let me show you. Now, minimize, what can you see on your cell phone screen? Tell me first.
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay, open up the Google.
Can I call you back?
Open up the ANZ message you got about the ANZ bank. Open up that.
There's nothing to open.
You got a message from the ANZ bank that your card is being blocked or anything, you told me. You need to open up that message. Open up that message.
I need to call you back. What number can I call you back on?
Just hold for a moment.
I'm gonna switch.